Welcome back to Internet Frenzy. What's happening?
We have missed you, Internet Frenzy, so much.
Missed the gang.
Seriously, though, it's been a minute. We took a week off. We're back. Don't worry. There's never going to be a week off again. Unless I'm in the hospital. Knock on wood.
Yeah, the heartbeat behind Internet Frenzy. That's you.
That's me.
You are you. You keep the dream alive, baby.
I do. And our fans.
Oh, of course. The listeners.
The listeners.
Shout out to all y'all.
Maybe they're not fans, but they are listening, and we love you guys. Wait, so much.
You guys don't have to decide what you are yet. You don't have to make a distinguished choice.
Yeah, just keep listening and see how you feel. That's right. Fair enough.
All right. So who had the fake last week?
Oh, it was me.
I thought it might have been you.
Yeah, I had a few people reach out and they all guessed me. So I don't think my ChatGPT story was good enough.
Okay, you gotta,
they caught me.
You got to finesse the prompt sometimes.
I will. Next time, if it is me tonight, you'll never know because it's really freaking good.
Oh, so it might be you tonight?
It's not.
50% chance?
Yeah, you guys all have a 50% chance tonight because it's me and Joe.
I'm going to read two stories.
Oh.
It's going to, might throw them off a little bit. Might throw them off your scent because we all know you have the fake.
Or maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Guess we'll find out.
I guess we will.
But it is Valentine's Day Eve. We gave you a little Valentine's Day story last week. We're going to hit you with another one. The theme for this week is Cupid's Biggest Misses.
I missed.
Just missed. Just went right by.
I was shooting for the butt cheek.
Straight matrix that shiz.
And you just got a small booty.
Oh, well.
It's a small target.
I don't know. I've been hitting the squats.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Dib's going first.
Oh.
It's my, like, I deserve it. You've been going first every single time.
Okay, you're right. All right, everyone, get your popcorn. Let's do this.
Buckle up.
That was terrible.
This one's good.
I'm excited. You always have such good stories.
Yeah, you're going to like this one.
I'm ready.
No pretending.
Here we go. This one is from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for kicking my best man out of my wedding after his speech?
Whoa. He gives a speech and he kicks him out?
You're going to love this. Just wait.
Oh, I wish I was. So I'm a videographer for those that don't know, and I would love to be able to film this type of wedding. Oh my gosh.
That is the juice right there.
Oh, I would zoom in on that so far.
Yeah. Arr. All right. So I, 32M, just got married this past weekend. Everything was going great. Venue was beautiful. Food was good. My wife, 28F, looked amazing. Aww. And then we got to the speeches. My best man, let's call him Jeremy, 30M, has been my best friend since college. Solid dude, never had any issues. So I figured his speech would be the usual best man stuff. How we met, couple embarrassing stories, maybe a toast. Nope. Jake gets up there, clears his throat, and immediately starts talking about how he and my wife used to date in high school. News to me. My wife and I have been together for 5 years, and she never mentioned this.
No.
But I kept my cool because whatever, high school was a long time ago. Then he keeps going. He starts talking about how they always had a connection and how he never stopped caring about her. At this point, you can feel the room tense up. My wife is staring at him like he's grown a second head. I'm just sitting there like, where is this going? Then this dude actually says, quote, if things had gone differently, maybe I'd be the one up here today.
No way this is real. Oh.
Straight up. I swear you could hear a pin drop. My wife looks mortified. Her mom gasps. And then everyone can hear my dad mutter, JC, I'll never say that. Jeremy then awkwardly tries to pivot into the, but I'm happy for you guys thing, but the damage is done. I stand up and say, yeah, that's enough, man, and just stare at him. He stammers something about meaning well, but I tell him to leave. Tries to laugh it off, but no one's laughing, and eventually he gets the idea and leaves the reception.
Oh.
Naturally, the vibe is shot. Later, he texts me saying I overreacted and it was just an honest moment. Some of my friends think I should have just let it slide. So, am I the asshole for kicking my best man out for his speech?
Was he, like, sloshed? Like, was he so drunk?
Doesn't say. Just says that he got up there like to give the toast and like maybe just got carried away in the moment and just be saying the things. But it is insane to me that the wife also didn't tell her husband that she had a fling with this guy in high school.
Right. That's a red flag.
Because they're like running in the same circle still.
I would be livid if I found out.
Could you imagine?
No, and especially on your wedding day. In a speech.
Yeah, and it's like one of your bridesmaids just gets up and is like, so.
Oh, I would be so furious.
That is madness to me.
So it doesn't say if he was drunk or not?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Ugh. I mean, have to assume he's probably a little bit loosened up.
You've got to be.
But. Yeah, it's like.
But also with the speech, you have it prepared when you go. So, like, he probably wrote it beforehand or at least thought about what he was going to say before the speech happened, before he was drinking, before he was not in his right mind headspace.
I'd be curious. If you're listening right now, give us your thoughts. Would you write the speech or would you riff? There's definitely the demographic that would riff.
Oh, as a videographer, please do not riff.
Just
write it. It sounds so much better. And then you can add it to a wedding film and it's so seamless and pretty and it tells their story. But if you're just riffing, it doesn't work.
But also, like, if you're being asked to speak at a wedding.
Yeah.
And you have the guts to just stand up there and like shoot from the hip. Shout out to you.
Lazy.
I could never do that.
That's lazy.
I mean, lazy or confident.
Like a little bit of both. I don't know.
But this, yeah, obviously this Jeremy fella, he... Wrong place, wrong time. Poor OP.
Poor OP. Like, that is the worst way to start off your marriage. I know they weren't having a good time on their honeymoon.
No, yeah. To have that be the way that, like, you kick things off, there's just, like, trust issues immediately.
100%. So, so bad. That's horrible. Is there an update or anything?
No. But worth noting is that he's like, yeah, it was high school. Like, he's like already trying to hedge. Like, oh, it's not the most important thing in the world. Like, whatever. It's in the past. She married me, blah, blah, blah. I wonder if he's truly doubting her or if he's chilling. If he's like, okay, whatever. It's in the past, but my friend's an idiot.
No way. That's his best man.
But people were texting him and saying,
like, bro, you overreacted. You should have kicked him out. I
overreacted. Yeah. He says it was just an honest moment. Well, no, he texted that. Some of my friends think I should have just let it slide. Maybe he was just boozing and just like kind of loose.
No.
He doesn't like quote the whole speech. He just says that they used to date in high school.
He wishes it could have been him.
Starts talking about how they always had a connection and how he never stopped caring about her. You can't make that sound good.
You can't. You absolutely can't. I don't think his intentions were in the right place. He still wants to bang her 100%.
And yeah, who knows?
Who knows if he has? I don't like this wifey either, but who knows? Maybe to her, it was like nothing. Like high school fling.
Yeah. They've been together for 5 years.
Yeah.
So obviously, I mean, she's 28, he's 32.
Yeah.
So she would have been 5 years removed at least from the fling when they met. So
right.
It's not like that's just going to come up in conversation. Like, oh, by the way.
Oh,
like since so-and-so is your roommate, since so-and-so is your friend, I should tell you that like I made out with him in high school.
That should absolutely come up. As soon as that name is dropped, like think about me. Whenever anyone's name is dropped, what's the first thing I say?
Like, oh yeah, hooked up with him.
Okay, not everyone's name.
Everyone. Every single person.
Okay, I set myself up for that. I'm just saying, if that name comes up, I'm like, oh yeah, I dated him.
Well, yeah. But yeah. It's because we're like, oh yeah, Channing Tatum. Oh yeah, I dated him in high school.
I wish.
Yeah, that's the type of stuff. No, but it's not like hard to compare. Just different, but.
That's a wild story.
He's obviously not the asshole for kicking his friend out because, buddy. Like, at least tell something good about your guy, your homie.
Your bro.
Like, stoked for you, man. Hope you have a good life with the girl that I dated in high school.
She's a great kisser. Enjoy. I taught her everything she knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
Gave her the tutoring in high school.
Good old tutoring.
So there we go.
That's my story. Crazy story. I feel like that was fake because of how crazy that was, but
straight
you
on.
You can't, like, you just never know because Reddit, there is so many crazy stories. And honestly, I've had some crazy stories as well happen in my life that if I wrote them on Reddit, people would be like, oh, that's fake. It's like, no, that's my life.
Yeah. I mean, hey, things happen.
Speaking of a best man speech, would you be comfortable sharing?
Oh my gosh. let's just say this is anonymous. I'm going to make this non-specific. Okay. So you can edit out the name.
Sure.
This happened to somebody I know.
There you go.
I'm just going to try to keep it anonymous.
Yeah.
This individual got up at his sibling's wedding, was just gushing about how much he loved his sister's now husband.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, really excited for the sister because she found just the best guy ever. And he just repeated over and over how awesome his new brother-in-law was. Something to the effect of he never thought that this would happen for his sister and how much he loves this guy and loves him and loves him and loves him. All he said positive about this, about his sister, was he would have never expected his sister to marry somebody like this guy. He's so grateful that this guy was able to tame her and that he was able to put up with her.
Oh my gosh.
I love him. I love him. I love him. And he was feeling it. And
was he drunk? Is that what feeling it means?
Uh-huh.
Okay, okay.
And the bride stormed out of the reception area.
That is so sad.
And you just hear him.
What, like, the groom after, do?
After, and like just like sat there for a second, was obviously loving the speech because it's all about how awesome he is. And then all of a sudden the bride's walking out and person giving the speech is like, oh shit. As she's walking out of the room.
Was it a big wedding?
It was big enough.
No.
No, it was big enough.
For some reason I pictured that wedding to be like more intimate.
It was not small.
Oh wow, that sucks.
It wasn't massive, but it was like
probably it was a solid reception.
Maybe I mean this is a truly just a ballpark. 60 to 100 people is my guess.
Oh, that's so sad. Did she come back in and enjoy the rest of the night?
I don't remember because the vibe was shot. No, she did end up coming back in and like the night continued, but
oh, how old were you?
15.
You were young.
Yeah, I was a puppy.
You're just a high school kiddo.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's crazy. Oh, see, that's the thing. Like, these stories, you just never know. All right. Are we ready for mine?
Fire away.
Am I the asshole for telling my friend the real reason I rejected her? I, 25 male, have been friends with Denise, 24 female, for about 12 years. You probably know where this is going. I had a crush on her until last year. I asked her out and she said no, but her actual response was, you'll be my backup plan when things don't work out. Ouch.
Oh, heck no.
I mean, was I hurt when she said that? But I moved on and focused on me, even though me and her still cooled each other. I separated myself from the equation now. Fast forward yesterday and you can probably guess what happened. She wants to date and I point blank said no and she got pissed and I asked why. My response, Denise, you point blank call me your backup plan. As in, if I can't get a man I like, I'll give you a chance. Calling any man your backup plan to his face will get you ignored. I was taught to not be anyone's backup plan. Now I'm blocked. So am I the asshole?
Dang. Really? Denise, what are you doing? How are you going to do my guy like that? That ain't right.
I feel so bad for him because he obviously has had a crush on her for a year now. He like has the courage to finally tell her and she's like, you'll be my backup plan if I can't find someone else.
That's like she actually said those words. She's like, if I can't find someone, what did she say? Yeah, you'll be my backup plan.
When things don't work out.
I wonder why he doesn't want to date you, Denise. First of all, I don't know why Denise is surprised.
Yeah.
She should not be surprised. Don't ever tell a dude that he's the backup plan. Talk about Cupid missing.
Yeah.
Like, girl, if he was going to be good enough to be your backup plan, like, give it an honest go. And if he's not, then don't.
Yeah.
But don't do my guy like that. That's messed up.
I'm proud of him for being like, yeah, nah, I'm not doing that. But she blocked him, so he's obviously frustrated in that. Like, he still, like, wants her low-key.
Well, yeah. It's like, the feelings don't just go away. You're not just like, oh, I know I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
It's like he just is hurt by the fact that he was the backup plan.
Yeah.
If he's smart, he already knows that there's no way that relationship's going to go anywhere because she wasn't down to date him. Mm-hmm. So it's like a pastime, something to do. Now, I have another story. The year is 2004-ish. I'm in sixth grade. You know where this is going, as OP said. There was this popular kid in the school. All the girls loved him. Very athletic kid. Then there was me. I was like kind of athletic, but I was not as cool as this guy. This kid was like wearing Under Armour before it was cool or when it first became cool. Blue skin tight Under Armour with red armbands. Like this dude was ready for anything. Okay. He was in it to win it.
I can just see it already.
Oh, you don't even know. He could jump high.
Oh, wow.
No, but anyways. So he's kind of like king of the school. We're in sixth grade. I mustered up the courage to ask this girl to be my girlfriend in sixth grade.
Whoa.
And she was new to our school, so it was kind of a big deal. And she said yes, like she was like down. So I'm like, cool, you know, I'm excited. And this is in the days where like you get a girlfriend, but you don't talk to them.
Yes.
You don't even look at them.
100%.
You're too scared. This kid finds out that I'm dating her, and he's like, oh, dude, like, let me show you something. And I don't remember exactly how it happened, but he walked up to her and basically said like, hey, I want to date you. You should date me instead. And she turned around. She turned to him and was like, oh, absolutely. Let me go and dump Joe now. Yeah.
No.
So he then tells her, I'm actually not interested. Comes to tell me and says, hey, this is what just happened. Just so you know.
Did you dump her?
Talk about being the backup plan.
Or did you stay with her?
Oh, no. I dumped her ass.
Good.
Yeah. I was like, absolutely not.
Oh, did you tell her that? Or you just knew it was over and didn't ever say anything to her?
Oh, no, I was devastated.
Aww.
Yeah, I don't remember how I told her, but I was like, yeah, no, like, that's not going to be a thing.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I remember sitting in the back of the classroom, and I mean, sixth grade, you're like old enough, but you're still just a kid. You know, you're like 11 or 12 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I remember sitting in the back of the class, and we had AM and PM. So, like, half the kids would go in at 7:30, leave at 2:30. Half the kids would go in at 9 and leave at whatever, 3:30, whatever it is. So she was part of the AM. So she like left for the day with her class and then like the half of my class stayed. There's like less kids. And I remember just sitting in the back of the class and I was like, I don't know what we were supposed to be doing, but I was just all sad and like, you know, literally like head down, like just bummed out in the back. And my teacher came up to me and like tried to console me.
Aww.
She was gross. She was like, everyone hated her and she was like not very nice, but she came back and was like trying to check on me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I wonder where he's at now. Do you know?
Oh, I definitely do.
Shut up. Does it make you feel better or worse?
Way worse.
No, he's rich.
Oh, so rich.
Son of a.
So freaking rich.
Oh.
Yeah. Like. Made it out the mud.
No. Like, I mean, good for him, but also no. Is he married?
Last I saw.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He was high school sweetheart, actually.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So he changed things around. He stayed with one girl and.
No, yeah. No, he wasn't like a playboy type guy. Like he wasn't like.
He's just a.
Wasn't like that. Jerk. He just like. He was king dingling in school, so he like...
Yeah, wanted to flaunt it off.
Yeah, and you get to. You know, when you're an alpha like that, you get to. And now look at him.
Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah, no, that's...
What if you got married to that girl? That would have been wild.
That would have been crazy. Yeah. But, hey, you know, we've all been there. Adds character.
Yeah.
OP, you're going to be fine. Don't give in.
We need to do a storyline of worst rejections ever, like something crazy.
That could be arranged.
There's a lot. Everyone gets rejected at one point in their life.
I could have our producer add that to the list.
Yeah, aka you.
Yeah. This one also comes from Am I the Asshole? Cupid's biggest misses. Am I the asshole for rejecting my boyfriend's proposal, even though I've been dropping hints that I want to be married? Girls.
Shut the frick up.
Y'all be so exhausting. Just wait. Me, 26F, and boyfriend, 30M, have been dating for 3 years. We don't live together because we both want to get married first because our parents wouldn't agree to cohabitating before marriage. I've been fairly obvious about wanting to get married, and my boyfriend has picked up on it. Last week, we went to my great aunt's funeral. Although I didn't know her very well, I was still upset, and it was really hard to see how much it hurt my mother. So after the funeral, we went to a hall that we rented to cater to the other mourners and to remember her. My boyfriend saw this as a chance to propose.
Oh, okay. I don't feel bad for him anymore.
This left me mortified, and everyone was staring at us for using this to make it about ourselves.
Oh.
I said no. He got angry and walked off, saying that I'm the one who wants to get married, so I shouldn't care where he proposes. He also said that if I truly loved him, I would say yes. He's ignoring me right now and won't give me a chance to explain. In any other scenario, I would say yes, but I didn't think it was the right place or time. I'm wondering if I'm the asshole because I rejected him, even though I want to get married. When I asked my coworker, she agreed that what I did was wrong, but wants more opinions from other people who don't know me. So, am I the asshole?
No, I don't think she's the asshole. I think he should have not taken that time to do that. It's not about them. I would feel so uncomfortable.
You're like celebrating the happiest moment. You thought my proposal was bad?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're way better than that.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Oh my God.
Dude's like, yeah, we're all just mourning this dead lady, but like,
will you marry me?
Since we're all together, what do you think?
Do you think, like, his speech, though, before was like, life is short. We don't know how much longer we have. We need to get married. Like, no. Made it about that. Like, life or death kind of stuff.
This dude crushed a mound of funeral potatoes, drank some fruit punch, and then walked up behind her when she's talking to Aunt Susie and just got down on one knee.
See, I'm picturing more of, like, they're, like, putting the grant. What is it, great-grandma?
Great aunt
down into the hole, and they're all standing around, and he Grave just turns side. Thank you turns her and just proposes. Like, it's all green, there's flowers. Like, I feel like they make the cemeteries really pretty.
That would work if it didn't say that they were in a hall, meaning it's like they're in like a funeral home or like a church kind of a thing, like where they're all there, they're gathered to mourn. It's like the funeral.
Why did I miss that? I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
That, and it smells. I'm just picturing sight, smell, and hear all the things. Hearing people crying.
Why does it? I don't know why it would smell, but maybe it does.
In a funeral home?
Well, it's not the morgue.
I know. Have you ever been in a funeral home?
I have been to a funeral in a church.
No, that's different than actual going into like a funeral home.
Are you thinking like a nursing home?
No, where people hold funerals in a funeral home.
What does it smell like?
Stale.
Yeah, you're thinking of a nursing home.
No, I'm not. I've been to two funerals in a funeral home.
And
it wasn't at the church.
Calling BS.
I swear.
Well, maybe. But okay, so anyways, the smell's significant?
Yeah, I'm just getting a visualization. Like, you know, I'm just really putting myself there. You're just putting
yourself there?
I'm trying to understand why this boyfriend would do it then, other than the fact that he thinks family's there, so why not do it?
Yeah, well, he knows family's there, and he's just like, this guy has to be so aloof. He has to just be such a dummy.
That's so just bad.
Like, sitting there, he's full, he's bored, he's like, oh, I got the ring on me. Let's get this over with.
No, it was so planned. There was no just like random all of a sudden doing it. You're not bringing a ring unless you're planning.
But get in his head. How? Like, what is he thinking? He's like, yeah, family's around, so let's just do it.
I think maybe he's seeing everyone really sad. He wants to make everyone happy. He thinks it would cheer up the moment. I think it could be one of those like, life's short. I can't wait another second before... Like, I propose. Like, I can't wait any longer. You could die tomorrow. Like, I don't know. He's an idiot. And I feel like if it was me and you did that, I would probably be like, okay, yes, but you're going to redo this. Get the frick up, hide the ring, and let's redo that later.
Yeah, you'd be like, I didn't do my nails. this is the wrong day.
Yeah.
No, but the guy's just like, man, this lady died. Vibes in here are sus. I'm livening this up.
I can't believe he did that.
That's so wild. So wild.
So how did it end again? Remind me.
She said, I would say yes, but I didn't think it was the right place or time. I'm wondering if I'm the asshole because I rejected him, even though I want to get married. When I asked my coworker, she agreed that what I did was wrong, but I just want some more opinions from people who don't know me.
Is there an update or anything? Like, is the husband or fiance or boyfriend or ex-boyfriend at this point, is he pissed?
So there is an edit.
Oh.
Full disclosure, this is my first time reading it. Edit. I'm seeing a lot of comments talking about how we let our parents dictate our lives. So I just want to clarify that we both live on our own and have spent long periods of time at each other's apartments. The only reason we don't live together is out of respect to our parents' views. I have a roommate and he doesn't, so I spend most of my time at his place. We just don't officially live together. Thank you for all your responses. We're both speaking to each other about everything. We both agree that we should have communicated more about our future together. The situation is progressing. However, I'm reevaluating our relationship and things that have happened recently and in the past. He's adamant about being in the right because he believes that he was trying to cheer everyone up by giving us something to celebrate instead of mourn.
I knew it.
I didn't realize how emotionally immature he really is.
Yeah, that's such an ick.
That's dude, it's literally what I said. He's like, dude, vibes in here are bad. Like, why is everyone so sad? Like, I'm about to turn this bee around.
Yeah, he's like, watch this.
Are you watching? I'm gonna make this better.
I mean, if she's having second thoughts, there's a reason why. Dump him.
That's, yeah, this whole thing is like, this guy has the emotional intelligence of a peanut.
And you do not want to marry someone like that.
I mean,
that's really hard.
Yeah, look at, I mean, you did, and look at us.
You're right. You're very emotionally intelligent.
Jokes. She should probably move on to somebody that's not emotionally like 11. I love that he's just like, yep, the funeral is the time. Rest in peace, Aunt Edna. But we got lives to live.
That's crazy. Yeah, talk about missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's by far the best story of the night. That is Cupid missing. For sure,
Joe. I would have to agree with you, but, you know, the other ones are pretty good, too.
I'm impressed, Joe. I have no idea which one's the fake.
Yeah, you do not. Yeah. I bet you don't.
I do not.
You guys, let us know. Follow us on socials.
Yeah.
You know what to do. YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Hit us up on all of it. Internet Frenzy. If you're a regular podcast listener, shout out to you guys. The social media, like the Instagram, the TikTok, we've kind of hit these like spikes where we get lots of interaction, lots of views, which is awesome. But the podcasters, we rock for you guys because you guys listen every week. We appreciate that support. So if you hear this, please go on your Spotify, your Apple Music, or your Apple Podcasts and drop us a rating so we can keep giving you guys the goods. We yeah. appreciate the support. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good life. Bye. Internet Frenzy, electric love, so trendy. Bites and bits were blending. One click, no pretending.